It is 23:30, Universal Time, and here is the news in special English. The Obama administration says the arrests of 11 Russians accused of spying will not harm improving relations with Russia. An administration spokesman said the president knew about the suspected spying activity before he met with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev last week, but the president did not discuss the issue during the talks. United States officials arrested 10 Russians Sunday. Police in Cyprus arrested an 11th suspect Tuesday. The group has been accused of gathering information on American nuclear weapons, foreign policy, and politics for a Russian intelligence service. Russia's foreign ministry says the suspects did not commit any actions against United States interests. A Senate committee has voted to confirm General David Petraeus as the next commander of United States and NATO forces in Afghanistan. The full Senate is expected to vote by the end of the week. General Petraeus is the president's choice to replace General Stanley McChrystal. He resigned last week after he and his aides made insulting comments about Obama administration officials in a magazine story. General Petraeus noted problems in the Afghan war effort during his meeting with the Senate Armed Services Committee. He described signs of progress in the war effort, but he also said that troops are facing a strong rebellion while having to train Afghan forces and build up local government. United States Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan has appeared at a Senate confirmation hearing for a second day. Republican Party Senator Jeff Sessions said Ms. Kagan never served as a judge and has less legal experience than any nominee in 50 years. In addition, he said she placed restrictions on representatives of the military while she led Harvard Law School. Ms. Kagan said she put the restrictions in place because military rules violated the law school's policy of fairness to all. But Senator Lindsey Graham praised Ms. Kagan for her work, arguing the president's positions on legal issues related to the fight against terrorism. Ms. Kagan currently serves as the United States Solicitor General. United States Coast Guard officials say a storm has forced them to suspend some oil spill containment operations in the Gulf of Mexico. Weather experts reported Tuesday that Tropical Storm Alex has gained wind speeds of up to 110 kilometers an hour. The storm continues to move west of the waters where BP's Broken Well is leaking. The storm is expected to hit land by Wednesday. Coast Guard officials said the storm is causing formation of waves of more than 3 meters high. They said such waves are too big for equipment that removes oil from the water's surface and other cleaning ships. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. Stock prices in the United States and Europe have fallen sharply as economic reports raised questions about the recovery of the world economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average Stock Index fell almost 3% Tuesday. Stock indexes based in London, Paris, and Frankfurt had similar losses. In the United States, a measure of consumer confidence fell in June after 3 months of gains. In Asia, economic reports from Japan showed that country's recovery has slowed. And reports say growth in China was not as great as had been thought. In Indian-controlled Kashmir, at least 3 people were killed as security forces fought people protesting Indian rule. Police say government troops fired on protesters south of the capital, Srinagar. 3 protesters were injured. A curfew has been placed in several towns, including parts of the capital, where businesses and schools were closed Tuesday. In Iraq, the leaders of the 2 main political coalitions held their second meeting Tuesday. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki met with former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi in Baghdad. After the meeting, Iraqi officials said the 2 men did not reach any agreements. Mr. Alawi's Iraqiya Alliance won 2 more seats in parliamentary elections than the State of Law Coalition of Mr. Maliki. But neither group won enough seats to form a majority. Mr. Maliki's alliance later joined with the Iraqi National Alliance, which finished 3rd in parliamentary elections. The alliance includes Muqtada al-Sadr, a clergyman known for his opposition to the United States. Election officials in Mexico say they will continue with a vote for governor of Tamaulipas state, although the leading candidate has been murdered. Officials made the announcement Tuesday. Opposition candidate Rodolfo Torre was killed with several of his aides in the town of Valle Hermoso near the United States border. Officials blame drug groups for the killings. Mr. Torre was a candidate for the Institutional Revolutionary Party. The party has not named anyone to replace him. Finally, sports news. At the Wimbledon Tennis Championships in Britain, the world's top woman player, American Serena Williams, defeated Li Na of China in 2 sets. Next, Serena Williams will play Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic. Earlier, Svetlana Pironkova of Bulgaria defeated Serena's sister, Venus Williams, in 2 sets. Men's play continues Wednesday. And at the World Cup in South Africa, Spain has defeated Portugal 1-0 in Cape Town. David Villa scored the game's only goal. He now has 4 goals in the tournament. Earlier, Paraguay defeated Japan in a penalty shootout 5-3 in Pretoria. The teams failed to score any goals during their match or in extra time. Briefly, here again is the major news of the hour. The Obama administration says the arrests of 11 Russians accused of spying will not harm improving relations with Russia. A Senate committee has voted to confirm General David Petraeus as the next commander of United States and NATO forces in Afghanistan. And a United States Coast Guard official says a storm has forced them to suspend some oil spill containment operations in the Gulf of Mexico. That's the news in VOA Special English from Washington.